Support for this public radio podcast comes from Fox Searchlight, presenting Once, the tale of two kindred spirits making music and finding romance on the bustling streets of Dublin, now playing in select theaters.
Hi, everybody. This is Tony Khan, the producer and director of Morning Stories from WGBH in Boston. You may remember a few years ago, they brought out Elvis Presley as a postage stamp. Actually, they brought out two versions. It was the young Elvis Presley as light and fast as Memphis Lightning, Elvis the Pelvis, and the later Elvis about as bloated as a Las Vegas buffet table, Elvis the Piñata. Well, there weren't just two Elvises, of course. There were millions of Elvises, one for every story a person who cared for Elvis had to tell. The next time they bring him out as a postage stamp, there'll probably be so few of us left to experience them in the flesh that they'll be able to get away with a single generalized image that could be anybody at all. Till then, let's keep those Elvises coming. Today we're going to hear the Elvis of Ken Bader, a colleague of ours here at WGBH who knew Elvis from the beginning to the end. We call his story My Own Private Elvis.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
I couldn't tell you the moment. It was just too long ago. I would have been six. But I do remember gathering around the TV to watch this guy. It was just, wow. And I stayed with him for all those years in the 60s when he was making those terrible movies. I mean, they were terrible movies. I'm afraid I didn't think so at the time.
Acapulco, sleeping in.
Never admitted this to anyone, but I would go see the movies just to see Elvis, and I bought his records. Why? I don't know.
Time to tell the guitars I'm sleepy as stars to be.
I guess it was just leftover affection. I remember a scene in which Elvis is driving to some home where his girlfriend lives, and he's driving in a white convertible and gets out of the car. He was so beautiful. So beautiful. And this car was so beautiful. And his girlfriend was so beautiful. It was really magical to me. I mean, it was like paradise. My hero up there on a beautiful day, so happy with his beautiful girlfriend and her wonderful family, singing this pretty song.
I'll be true.
Yeah.
Always true.
Bigger than life. Saw him in 1972. I never thought I would. This guy I'd worshipped for my whole life, as long as I could remember. He was a little bored, you could tell. He was singing these songs for the 10,000th time. But I figured, you know, another great album was just around the bend. I mean, he was only 37 years old. '76, I saw him for the second time. I see an ad performing in Ames, Iowa. Ames, Iowa? Is that an appropriate venue for the king, you know? I wasn't buying his records at this point because I really did think he'd lost it. He came out, he didn't look real good, and his singing, he couldn't communicate as much emotion with it. I was very disappointed. About two-thirds of the way through the concert, he sang Hurt again. And I thought it was kind of unprofessional. But as he worked his way through that song, something happened.
unheard.
He really sang his heart out the second time through. You could hear it. All of a sudden, he was connecting with his material. It was a very moving performance.
You said our love was true, and we
I had no idea at the time that he was heavily dependent on uppers and downers to get him through the day, and there was nobody there to break through. I'm glad for that one moment. I'm glad that this guy who was written off even at the time as this pathetic has-been, he still had a little bit of it. Even if he never had another moment like that again, it was great to be there. I could have been alone in the theater. It would have made no difference. He was so beautiful.
You, just you and if I'm seen with someone new.
That was Ken Bader with today's morning story, My Own Private Elvis. And I'm here in the studio with Guramont. Gura, how are you?
Did you have an Elvis in your life?
I had an Elvis that totally transformed my childhood.
Oh, yeah? Tell
yeah.
me.
Well, I saw him when I was 11 years old.
You saw him on TV?
I saw him on TV. Man, I couldn't believe what I was looking at. I was experiencing emotions. I had no words for them. All I knew was that this was stuff I better not show my parents. This was like deep in my crocodile brain. It was more than just a new singer who was interesting. This was like a herald that was blowing down the walls, and something new was coming, but you didn't know what it was, and you didn't know if it was going to be good for you or bad for you.
I was born in 69, and my parents were not really into the Elvis thing. I kind of missed out.
You know, when I think about it, if he were to come back today, of course, some believe he never left, but he would never be able to make it. There's nobody watches the same thing at the same time. There's YouTube. So there isn't the opportunity to have something so unique and weird stand out against the landscape like that.
Even if I've missed my early years and the connection with Elvis, you know, I certainly appreciate his music all these years since. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he has a vocal quality that is just... It reaches out and it grabs you.
Yeah, right.
It just grabs you around the neck.
Yeah.
Just abnormally puffy cheeks.
Uh-huh.
You know, come on over and love me. Don't be cruel until the heart is true. He's just so beautiful.
So beautiful. We do want to update all of you about how we're doing on contributions, and I'm glad you're family because I can use your support to keep going.
Well, you know, it's summer and people are on vacation.
People are on vacation.
Not front of mind, but
that's right.
We sure would appreciate any help that you feel that you can give.
Let's wait and see. I sure hope so.
All it's going to take, Tony, is killer content each and every week. It's your trademark.
And, you know, and if we can't hit the ball out of the park, we always have the archive. Some of our stories we have learned are really worth hearing again. Listen, you change, they change with you.
WGBH.org/morningstories. And please get in touch. Morningstories@WGBH.org.
We'll be back with another podcast. We'll see. I'll believe in the building now.
Thank you, Tommy.
Take care.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.